はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、
ちぐさです。
よしです。
Peter here, survival phrases number 42. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Okay, we are back with Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san. We are back at the restaurant. Now, last week we worked on getting seated and meeting people who had arrived before you. Now we're going to work on getting food, or that is, getting the right food. Chigusa-san, what do you think of today's lesson?
I think it's quite useful.
Yeah, I think it's comes into play sometimes.
Sometimes.
Because, well, I know, when I first came to Japan, and, well, my pronunciation still isn't correct, so I still have some problems ordering certain things. All right, not too many problems, but but when it first came, I had lots of problems. So today, we're going to work on what phrase, Yoshi-san?
これは注文していないんですけど。
Now, if this phrase seems a little intimidating, don't worry about it. One, we're going to break it down. Two, we're really going to go through it thoroughly and show you all the pieces. And if it's still tough, we're going to introduce you to a similar phrase that you can use and will have the same effect. And that effect is letting the person know that you didn't order this. So with that said, let's go into our restaurant conversation. Chigusa-san will be playing the role of customer, and Yoshi-san will be playing the role of waiter. Yoshi-san, Chigusa-san, お願いします。Here we go.
お待たせしました。唐揚げと焼きそばと焼きうどんでございます。
すいません。焼きうどんは注文していないんですけど。
え、申し訳ございません。失礼しました。
One more time, slowly please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
お待たせしました。唐揚げと焼きそばと焼きうどんでございます。
すいません。焼きうどんは注文していないんですけど。
え、申し訳ございません。失礼しました。
This time, Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese, and I'll give you the English. Here we go.
お待たせしました。
Sorry for the wait.
唐揚げと焼きそばと焼きうどんでございます。
Here is 唐揚げ、焼きそば、and 焼きうどん。
すいません。
Excuse me.
焼きうどんは注文していないんですけど。
I didn't order 焼きうどん。
え?申し訳ございません。
あ、I'm so sorry.
失礼しました。
I apologize. So, Chigusa-san, a pretty realistic conversation, right?
I think so.
Yeah, especially on a Friday or Saturday night when the restaurants are packed.
Yeah.
You know, this...
And the waiters are panicking.
Have you waitressed before?
Yes. So part time.
Really?
Yeah, when I was a student.
Any situations like this?
Lots.
Lots. And was this a common phrase that you heard?
Yes, or other times there were...頼んだのと違うんですけど which is, this is different from what I ordered.
Okay, any more?
Or, I ordered this, but it's not here. 何々も頼んだんですけど
Really useful phrases. But we don't have time to look at these in the podcast, but if you stop by JapanesePod101.com, we'll have a write-up about these inside the PDF. These are, of course, alternate ways to say it. Now, we give you the most common one, and in addition to this one, we're going to give you one more, and Yoshi-san's holding on to that one, and that's the easiest possible way.To convey that you didn't order something. Okay? Now, what we'll do now is take a look at the vocab because there are some names of Japanese dishes in there. And let's take a look at these because these are some really good dishes. So, first word, what do we have? Yoshi-san.
Karaage.
Fried chicken.
Karaage. Karaage.
Now, when we say fried chicken, in the US, we think of usually on the bone. You know, you have a leg, a breast, big piece of chicken.Can you tell us about this, Chigusa-san? Can you tell us about karaage?
The most common karaage we have in Japan doesn't have bones. You can just munch it up.
Just munch it up?
Yes.
So no bones. About how big?
They're usually bite-sized, and they're seasoned, and they're fried.
Okay. Now, Yoshi-san, what do you think of this dish?
Yummy.
And this is a common dish when you go to an izakaya, a drinking place in Japan. Quite cheap.This is one of the most common dishes that people tend to order. Okay, what do we have next?
Yakisoba.
Fried noodles. It's quite similar to chow mein. Break it down.
焼きそば。
Yoshi-san, tell us about this one.
It's also yummy. It's also good. And it's really popular during the festivals. You can buy them from the street vendors.
The little booths they set up during the festivals.
Yatai.
That's what it is. One more time.
Yatai.
And it's the noodles. They fry the noodles and they add a special sauce to it.
Yakisoba sauce.
Yakisoba sauce. Now, this one I really like. I like the thin noodles, but some people actually favor the thicker noodles. Which brings us to our next word. Yoshi-san?
Yaki udon.
Again, fried noodles, but this time the noodle is thicker. A different type, and it's a thicker noodle.
Yaki udon.
Yoshi-san, which do you like better? Yakisoba or yaki udon?
I like yakisoba better.
Yeah, Chiyuza-san, how about you?
I think I like yakisoba better because when I was little, I used to eat the instant yakisoba packages. Do you know?
Ah.
It's really common in Japan. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I used to live off those when I was single. It was cheap and easy to make.
Yes.
Please go on.
I think it's more common than yaki udon, isn't it?
Right.
Now, we only can scrape the surface of this. We're talking there's lots of different types of yakisoba and yaki udon, depending on the place and the location in Japan. I mean, we could spend a few podcasts just on this. Right, Yoshi-san?
Let's do it.
Well, yeah, that's not bad. If the listeners want it, we're going to do it. How many podcasts do you think it would take to cover all the types of yakisoba and yaki udon?
A lot.
Now, with yakisoba, there are two main flavors. Chigusa-san, can you tell us about those?
One is the most common sauce flavor, and the other is the salt flavor.
Yeah, with the first, much more popular than the latter.
Yes, because I've never had shio yakisoba, which is salt yakisoba.
Really?
In my life, never. I've heard of it, but...
I've had it. It's really,
really?
Good. Yeah.
What color is it?
It's clear. It's clear.
So I can't imagine, you know, like clear yakisoba, because usually it's brown, right?
Yeah, because of the sauce.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing. They add the sauce while they're cooking it. So it starts out the color of noodles, right? The yellow noodles.
Yeah.
Now, with sauce yakisoba, once the sauce is added, it turns brown. But with shio, it stays the same color. So it's that yellow noodle color. And usually they put nege in it, which I love. Leek. Really good.
Where did you have it? In Tokyo?
Yeah, I had it in Tokyo.
So that means I can have it today. Tonight.
No, I don't remember where I had it. But I know, Yoshi-san, help me out here.
I think all the instant food companies bring out all the new flavors all the time.
So if you like, Yoshi and I can get you some instant shio yakisoba.
Really?
Yep.
The next time, please.
All right. Sounds good. Yoshi-san, before we change topics, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I think even you say yakisoba, like... All the locations, different locations, or all the different families have different ingredients. Like what to put in, like what vegetables, or like how strong you want the taste.
What did your family put in it?
We had standard, pretty much the same things everyone puts in. Like cabbage, carrots.
And peppers?
Peppers, yeah. And I think my family usually had yakisoba, like after we had barbecue.
Yeah.
Like on the same iron plate. We cooked like all the leftover vegetables and stuff and made yakisoba.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most popular things. It's almost like cleaning the grill with yakisoba.
Right.
Yeah, excellent point. I noticed that a lot too at the end of a barbecue. The last thing they make is yakisoba. Excellent observation. Okay, now let's take a look at the conversation. Yoshi-san, first line.
お待たせしました.
Literally, I made you wait. But when we interpret this, it comes out as I've kept you waiting. And there's an apologetic feel to it. Would you agree with that statement, Yoshi?
Mm-hmm.
So we interpret this as, sorry to keep you waiting. Again, that apologetic feel is inferred. Now, the grammar of this construction is well beyond the scope of this lesson, but we want to point out what verb is in there. Yoshi-san, what's the base verb here?
Matsu.
To wait. Okay, then this is followed by?
Karaage to.
Fried chicken and?
Yakisoba to.
Fried noodles, thin noodles. And?
Yaki udon.
Fried noodles, the thick type. Now we want to point out here is the particle to, which follows each noun. Now in Japanese, this is used to string nouns together. So we had fried chicken, karaage to, yakisoba to, and yaki udon. The last one doesn't take the to. Now, this is followed by
でございます.
The extremely polite form of the copula. Now, just remember, just think of this word as
this.
That's what it translates into. It's an extremely polite way to say the same thing, des. So when you hear this word, in your mind, just think des. It's just the copula. It's just dressed up. Next we have
すみません.
Excuse me. And here it's getting the person's attention.
焼きうどんは注文していないんですけど.
I didn't order 焼きうどん. Now, here, the person realized that the dish that was just presented was not something that that person had ordered. So, she's letting the waitress know. And the way she does is by saying the name of the dish,
焼きうどん,
marked by the topic particle,
wa,
followed by
注文,
order, followed by
していない,
the negative present progressive. So when we literally translate this, it comes out to, I'm not ordering. But again, in Japanese, the present progressive represents a state. And the state is, I haven't ordered. The state of not ordering. We interpret into English, I haven't ordered yaki udon. Again, back to front. Now, what comes on the end is
んですけど.
And this is very similar to んですか, just a little bit more informal. The けど makes it less formal than が. The ん is a contraction of the particle
の,
which in this case lets the listening party know that you would like input or feedback from what they're saying. And again, ですけど is just an informal way of saying
ですが.
And what comes after that is inferred. I haven't ordered this. I haven't ordered yaki udon, so please take it back. Or I haven't ordered yaki udon, so what do you want to do about this? The rest, it's inferred. And the person will know what to do because it's something obvious to both people. Once the speaker tells the waitress that this thing wasn't ordered, it's now common knowledge. It's now shared knowledge. They both understand now that this isn't ordered. So the waitress will know what to do with it. This is followed by
eh?
An interjection of surprise. Huh? Uh-oh. Oh boy.
申し訳ございません.
Extremely polite Japanese. As a customer, paying for a service, if the service isn't up to par or if something goes wrong, this is an expression you'll hear. And it's one of the most polite ways to apologize in Japanese. Again, this is beyond the scope of this lesson, but it's interpreted as, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry. Yoshi-san, can you be more sorry than using this phrase?
I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe one or two ways, but for today's purpose, it's... Well, anyway, it's up there. It's in the top three. So you're really, really sorry. Okay, next we have...
失礼しました.
Literally, this means, I did rude. 失礼, rudeness. And past tense of the verb, to do. Rudeness, to do. But we have the past tense, rudeness, I did. I was rude. And again, when you're rude, you apologize. So I apologize. I'm sorry. So a very apologetic waiter. Okay, so with that said, now we had a little fun with this conversation and we had a little fun in the studio. Well, we always have fun in the studio, but that bonus track is available at JapanesePod101.com. And this is in addition to the PDF. Inside the PDF, we have lots of tips in there. Again, what we went over before, we'll have inside the PDF. Also, in the Learning Center, you can hear this line by line. You can download this from the Learning Center, get it on your iPod, take it with you. If you're coming to Japan, get it on your iPod. Now, that fun conversation is available as a bonus track on the website. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. Stop by, check out the bonus track, and be sure to say hi. Okay, with that said, that's going to do it for today.
またね!
またね!